Good morning. It's 8:53. Time to speak with Michelle Lonergan and Matt Biolet from Chef Container. And good morning, guys. How are you both doing this morning?
Good morning, Dan. How are you this morning?
And I don't want to steal your thunder, but we're talking about...
We're talking trash this morning on WHTC. I'm sorry, that's not original to me. But Matt, that was yours.
I did steal that one off there.
Yes, you did. So we are talking trash this morning. Good morning, Matt. Good to have you here. So, first of all, Matt, you're with Chef Container, and I'd like you to tell me a little bit about Chef Container and what makes you different from other trash recycling companies.
Most certainly. Chef Container is a privately owned and local company here in Holland. We service only Southwest Michigan. As most of the people in the listening area know, we do have the City of Holland municipal contract, which means every home in the City of Holland is serviced by our team of drivers. That's worked very closely with the City of Holland, Marianne Hensley, and the Community Neighborhood Services. So we definitely, have been part of that now for almost 10 years and just love helping out people in our community.
Terrific, terrific. So I know that we were talking earlier about this. I know you have a partnership between Chef Container and West Shore Recycling, but I think this is a mostly unknown thing. So talk to me a little bit about that.
Most certainly. What a lot of people don't realize when they see the Chef truck come through is Chef isn't a traditional landfill-based company like you see in a lot of organizations that when you think about trash, it goes off to a big hole in the ground. We actually own and operate a facility called West Shore Recycling, which if you're on your way to Saugatuck, you see the great big white tent on the side of the building. That's our newest building in that series of structures. But at that facility, we actually sort through all of the material that we collect with a focus on diversion. We're looking to remove materials from the landfill and keep those commodities away.
Okay.
So, for instance, we pull out all of the wood through all the industrial accounts that happen here in Western Michigan through the office furniture industry.
Right.
And that wood is used for a fuel cell in Flint, Genesee Power Plant.
Terrific.
So
it's reuse, basically.
It's all reuse material,
right. Yeah.
That's
right.
Cool. That's really cool.
So what about recycling, though? I know a lot of people talk about recycling today, and so I want to know, why is it important, and who exactly does it benefit?
Right. Well, recycling has, a three-pronged benefit strategy. For you as a homeowner, recycling is a waste reduction strategy that saves you money in the long run. The more recycling you do means the less waste you do, and the waste is what costs you the money.
Mm.
For us, recycling provides us a way to provide jobs here in Holland, Ottawa, and Allegan County. We employ almost 50 people in our facilities. A big portion of those people are on the sorting floor and part of the West Shore Waste Reversion Team. And then in addition, those commodities go out and are processed at mills where more jobs are employed and are turned back into other products versus harvesting new trees, for example, as you talk about paper.
Right. Terrific, terrific. So I know that, the snow is eventually going to melt, right? Promise me.
I can't promise you that. I'm thinking June.
Oh, jeez. Well, yard waste season is certainly soon to start. So when the snow goes away, and yard waste, you're telling me, is the gateway to people composting. So how do you see that?
Well, yard waste, there's actually a couple neat facts to think about for yard waste, especially this year. The City of Holland does a really great job twice a year of providing you a spring and a fall cleanup. The spring cleanup is actually scheduled for relatively soon, but based on the snow, that will be pushed back a little way. So keep on watching the paper and listen to the radio for that. But yard waste containers are something that you can elect to have at your home. It's a subscription-style service.
Okay.
And yard waste allows you to not only get rid of grass clippings, leaves, tree branches, gardens, prunings, but realistically, if it comes from the ground, it can go back into that yard waste container. So watermelon rinds and corn husks and things of that nature are items that can go in your yard waste container. So it's another form of diversion from the home on certain items that you can start kind of getting towards the composting edge.
Sure, absolutely.
And if you like that and you feel good about it, backyard composting is a neat step to go, especially if you're in the gardening world.
Right.
You like to do that around your house. Who else, who cannot use, an extra quarter of a yard of dirt somewhere in their yard every season after the winter snow melts?
That's my goal for this spring, is to start composting.
Well, there you go.
Is it easier than it seems?
It is really easy, actually. I mean, composting is one of those things that it doesn't require a lot of money. It doesn't require expensive tools.
Okay.
There's a bazillion different helpful hints for you on the internet to get you where you need to go.
Terrific.
And it's something that you can do with relative ease at any home, as long as you've got enough room for a larger trash can outside that
right.
you can basically buy a backyard composting module that'll take up about that same space.
Terrific. Good to know. Good to know. So I know that Earth Day is coming up, April 22nd, and it seems to me that you have something special planned for that.
We do. Chef Container and the City of Holland have been working to put together some unique programming. And what we're doing is we're going to be showing the movie Trashed, which talks about environmental impacts of trash as it relates to landfills and how to keep things the right way. And that's, we're going to be doing that the fourth week at the Park Theater. So
great.
Keep your ears open for that date.
All right, Matt. Well, tell us what your contact information is. Where can people contact Chef Container?
Certainly. Chef Container can be get a hold of at 616-494-0561 or sales at chefcontainer.com or chefcontainer.com.
Terrific. Thanks, Matt Violette from Chef Container. Chef is local and pulling people from our community. So if you want more information, just get in contact with Matt Violette at Chef Container.